So, baby, I've been thinking about something a lot. I know. It's always scary when I say that, but I don't think it's. It's a little scary, but maybe I should just spit it out. I think it's. Remember when we had our first kid? And it was scary, but great. And, you know. We talked a lot about it before we tried, and then when we tried, we tried for a while, and then it happened, and it's a couple years now, She's grown up a lot, and I think maybe it's time to try for another one. I don't expect you to be super on board immediately. I just. What? Really? Are you sure? Because I remember how hard it was talking to her the first time. No, okay, it wasn't necessarily tough, but it was a lot of discussions before we even considered it. Were we financially ready? Is this where we want to live when we raise kids? Like all those things. But you're sure? Yeah, because I think it's just a good time to let our family grow a little bit bigger. Yeah. Oh wow, this is not how I thought this conversation was gonna go. I was all prepared to having to like convince you. No, I mean I could. You want me to? I can keep going with what my speech was, my spiel. I was gonna say how nice would it be if she had a brother or sister. We're super financially stable now for it. And we just redid that room, and we were like, what are we gonna do with it? And there's talks about an office or a den, but we can make another nursery, another room, right? I think that was all the points I had. I don't think I had anything else. I'm glad I didn't have to, because apparently I was overthinking this for nothing. Yeah, I just think it'd be great. No, I haven't thought about names without you. I wanted to get the yes first before moving on to like building anything else in my mind. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it would be amazing. I know. But you saw how good I was the first time. I know labor and those 9 months were terrible. Trust me, I witnessed every step. I didn't feel it, but I witnessed it. And I'll be there for you the same way, every step of the way. Yes, all the feet rubs, all the late night fast food. And think about it, I gotta use the line, please, my wife is pregnant again. That is such a powerful thing to say to anyone. Pull in a McDonald's at 11:40 and be like, please, I need an Egg McMuffin. My wife is pregnant. And then you get an Egg McMuffin. I mean, you still have to pay for it, but it's. She's craving it, please. I can't tell her no. Just no pickles and ice cream this time. See, now when I say that to you, you're disgusted by it, but remember? Yeah, I don't understand. It's the craziest thing. And you were super into red meat for like that whole month. And you never ever get red meat. And it was all just like steaks. Yeah. Yeah, I know the doctor said it was an iron deficiency, but that's crazy. It's crazy how much like your hormones can like change your taste buds. No, I'm not saying your hormones are crazy. I'm just saying like Imagine if I woke up one day and I was like, Brussels sprouts and, you know, broccoli, please, only. You would think something's deeply wrong with me. We would probably go to the doctor right away. This is true. I can't get pregnant. But I'm just saying, like, watching you get those cravings were crazy. No, I think pickles and ice cream were the worst ones. I mean, there was a lot of peas, and I don't love peas. But, like, that's whatever. I think pickles and ice cream was just kind of hard to watch. But to my credit, I still got you, you know. Oh my god, yeah, I can't remember what the Ben and Jerry's flavor is. Is it the Stephen Colbert one? I think it was. What do you have to do to get Ben and Jerry's ice cream, you know? Yeah, be more famous. Yeah. That should be a life goal. Get a Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Oh, I don't know. I want mine to be unbelievably sweet. Oh, no, don't say that, baby. Sweet and cheesy does not sound like a good ice cream. That sounds terrible. Sounds like a better Danish. Sounds like a pretty good Danish. But I don't think they make Danishes for people. But not a good ice cream. Sweet and cheesy does make. Sweet and nutty, though. That actually makes a little bit of sense. That's pretty good. Yeah, I guess I'm not nutty. I'm a little nutty. But more cheesy, I guess. Ben and Jerry's dad jokes. It's sweet and cheesy. That sounds like the worst ice cream in the world. That sounds like some combination you're going to eat. Oh, please don't make that your pregnancy ice cream. Ice cream and cheese. Well, I'm glad it's a yes then. I love you. You're the only person in the world I want to start a family with. You're the only person in the world I have started a family with. But you do make me so happy. I love our little family. I'm so excited to see it grow.